From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Honor Perez. The Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri will have new hours beginning next year. Starting January 2nd, the pantry will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and 10 to 2 Saturday. The food bank will no longer be open on Mondays. Director of Programs for the Food Bank, Eric Malley, says the schedule will allow for more flexibility for the staff when it comes to sick days, vacation, and personal time off. The pantry is set up like a grocery store where patrons come in and select what they need for the month. The Columbia, Missourian reports, in addition to the store, the organization also has mobile pantries that serve 32 counties in the state. According to their website, the Central Pantry serves between 10,000 and 12,000 clients every month. The University of Missouri announced it will reveal its administrative review results in the curators' meeting this Friday. President Moon Choi stated the decision in a campus-wide email Tuesday. The Columbia, Missourian reports the potential cuts at the university and UM system are a result of the joint effort between auditing firm PricewaterhouseCoopers and UM system officials. Since March, Choi has cut $60 million from the overall MU budget. The cuts, Choi has cited, address the budget deficit due to decreased enrollment and state funding. The moves also free up funds to invest in revenue-generating programs across the UM system. The presentation will be streamed through a link at the top of the UM system website. Choi also encouraged feedback on the information presented in the meeting. The Missouri Library Association wants to determine on their own whether or not people can carry guns into public libraries. As the law currently stands, all local governments or public subdivisions, not including public library districts, have the option to choose to allow firearms on the premises. The Columbia, Missourian reports the association voted at the Missouri Library Association's annual conference to give libraries the option to prohibit or allow firearms. Early this year, Missouri changed its conceal and carry law, allowing residents to no longer need a conceal and carry permit in order to carry firearms. The conversation surrounding this particular issue began in February of this year when Rep. Sherry Tolson Reich of Hallsville brought a handgun in her purse into the Columbia Public Library during a candidate forum. Honor Perez, KBIA News, Columbia.